Okay, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Better than nothing. So, you been watching Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live lately?
Since they started, hell, I'm old enough to have watched Vince when he was doing the announcing.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, what do you think about what's been going on in Raw and SmackDown?
Well, it's put it this way: back in the old days, they did it. They would do a lot of storylines that they called soap opera storylines, like
Yeah.
almost like reality. Now they're not doing that. Now they're not doing any of that. It's almost like they don't seem to give a darn anymore. Now that they're
I
making
agree.
all this money, they're not writing the storylines that have people interested anymore. From what I
Oh, I agree.
understand, supposedly Madison Square Garden isn't happy with WWE right now, and that's in WWE's home area of New York. And if that building's not happy with them, then there's something wrong.
And the to
I think what they learn how to do script writing is watch some of the that they have in the vault and see how they did it.
Well, here's my issue, and I agree with you 100%. Here's my thing. How do you have such a do you watch NXT at all?
Yeah.
Like, how is it that you have such a good product like NXT, but yet you drop the ball on the main roster? What is that?
Well, I think the problem is, look at the people who are running NXT. Triple H is supposed to be running it. The people who down there who are training them, I think Shawn Michaels is down there.
Yep.
You figure when NXT started, you had Dusty Rhodes was down there.
Yep.
Exeter was down there who knew exactly what to do the right way. But you don't have anybody in the main roster behind the scenes that knows any of that. Writing the storylines on Raw or SmackDown. Road Dogg is doing it on SmackDown. If there's somebody who should know storylines, it should be Bob Armstrong's son.
Okay.
You do. Go ahead.
Well, what I was gonna say is that for the most part, like SmackDown Live isn't so bad, but Raw, like every week, I swear it's like this rinse and repeat script that they keep
They
shoving down our throats.
keep doing the same thing. When you start watching Raw, you have two guys getting into a fight. All of a sudden, here comes another guy. Oh, let's have a match. Change it occasionally. Don't keep doing the same stuff every week. People they're gonna know what you're gonna do when they're gonna know what you're gonna do before you even do it. Oh, there's two. Oh, look, Seth Rollins is going after so and so. Oh, look, there's somebody else coming down. Tag match. I knew what they were. Did it.
Like, I said this while I was watching Monday Night Raw, and this is the sad part about it. Like, that opening segment we got this week with Seth Rollins and Elias, I was loving that. I was loving that. We had Seth in the ring, we had Elias in the ring, steel chair versus guitar, and I'm like, hell yeah! And I'm like, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jinder Mahal's bitch ass shows up, and I'm like, oh no. Oh no,
Well,
you know what's gonna happen. Roman's gonna come out next, and then they're gonna announce a tag team match.
it's funny, and I actually found this out. All for 4 or 5 years now, they've been trying to get Roman to take the belt from Brock Lesnar. That's what this whole thing was supposed to be about. Now they're trying to get him away from the belt that Brock possibly have somebody else take. Maybe even a summer.
Yeah, I heard a report today that.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I heard a report today that Brock's supposed to drop the belt at SummerSlam.
I wonder
So,
who too.
I know, right? Like, I get tired of WWE cramming Roman Reigns down our throats. Like, seriously. If you want to cram somebody down our throats, if you want somebody to be the guy, you got Seth Rollins right there. And moreover, if you don't want to go with Seth Rollins, what about Drew McIntyre? Okay? Drew McIntyre's a fucking monster, bro. He's fucking killing it each and every week.
Now, here's the funny thing. Drew McIntyre was here before, and they didn't do anything with him. And he leaves, and now here's a guy that was down in NXT that they haven't screwed with yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
There's a girl. I've been watching Impact Wrestling so far. Working down there, who has a connection to Charlotte Flair. And that girl is the manager. If you're going to do a horseman type of thing, why not have Tessa Blanchard wrestle against Charlotte to finally maybe find out which one of the members of the horsemen was the better, Tully or Flair?
Yeah.
What they need, and then the funny story is, they don't know, they can't turn Roman heel because they don't know how to do it.
My thing is, like, how do you not know how to turn Roman heel? Seriously.
Have
him embrace the booze. Have him be the badass heel that he should be. Have him go out there and fuck up matches. Have him go out there and just start hitting random wrestlers with steel chairs. Have him creating chaos. Have him. Just bear with me for a second.
How can you not know how to turn him heel, but you turned his cousin into a bad guy?
Exactly. What they need to do, pair him with the Authors of Pain and form a new Shield. They ain't doing shit with the Authors of Pain as it is.
I wonder if they'd have to read a manual on how to do that.
I know, right? You team them up with the Authors of Pain, form this new Shield that's all about Roman getting his own justice, and start fucking up Monday Night Raw. Seriously.
Yep, that might work.
You know what I'm saying? If you do that, now, the Authors of Pain on TV, which we haven't seen them in 3 weeks, and it's like, seriously, how are you not going to take one of the best tag teams that came out of NXT and you move them up to the main roster and you do jack shit with them? Seriously. These guys got talent pouring out of their eyes and their ears.
That's right.
And if they teamed him with Roman, then you form this new Shield that's all about Roman getting his own justice, and like, this version of the Shield is all about him and getting what he deserves, and have them just go on an all-out assault on Monday Night Raw. Hell, you could even do it where they show up on SmackDown and fuck shit up on SmackDown. I don't give a damn. But it's a start, seriously.
Now, the funniest thing is, they're trying to do Roman Reigns and make him into Daniel Bryan, where it's me facing the corporation again. Okay, so what, you team him up with the Authors of Pain and have them go after who he considers to be the corporate people.
But see, the thing is it works for Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan is a natural born babyface.
Work for him.
Exactly. It's like trying to take a square peg and put it in a round hole. It just doesn't work. Some people they can go babyface and then go heel, or go heel and then go babyface. Roman, I don't think he can go babyface like in his entire life. He's just a heel. And why they ever tried to turn him babyface beats the shit out of me. If you're going to go babyface, have it organically. Naturally, Don't try to force it, you know?
Don't shove them down everybody's throat. The fans are not as stupid as they think they are. If they try and shove somebody down their throat, they're going to realize that, and they're going to fight against it.
Here's another question I got for you, William.
Okay.
Why is it that Roman Reigns takes priority over the WWE Championship? Do you realize that Backlash? Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe main evented Backlash. When Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles should have been the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the pay-per-views, the main event is Roman Reigns. How does he take precedence over championships?
In the old days, they wouldn't do that.
I know, right? You'd have never seen this shit happen during the Attitude Era. I'm just saying.
And then, getting off the Roman thing for a minute, now you have that big fight for Ring of Honor at All In, and you have CM Punk won the court case against the WWE doctor. Now that's going to make problems for Vince a little bit worse, because this way, if any of his wrestlers in the future come up with an injury and that doctor says, oh, you can wrestle, they're going to say, no, I can't. I might be more seriously hurt than you say that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an interesting question that somebody asked me. Every year at WrestleMania, they have the Hall of Fame. Now, they put Trish in. I don't mind that. Rita in. Sonny's in there. Ivory's in there. Jackie is in there. There should be one person in there who's not. And she should be in there before. Well, she should be in there next year, and that would be China.
Yeah, I think she should have been in there. I think it's even though she's passed away, you should still put her in the Hall of Fame.
Because look at all the people who passed away, and after they passed away, they put him in. Did they put Randy Savage in before he died? No, they put him in after. Why did they put him in sooner? Well, you know, there was a rumor going around that he might have snapped Stephanie McMahon like a Slim Jim before Triple H got his chance to do it.
Oh, wow.